Trust me, I'm a robot. Surgery in the future will look very different. Where now there may be up to a dozen medical professionals present in the operating theater, soon there may be only two or three, with robots having taken over many of the jobs done by nurses and support staff. Even the surgeon may be elsewhere. Telerobotics enables a doctor to do surgery at a distance. It's easy to imagine a future where, if I need a medical specialist from afar, a robot, could remotely become his or her eyes, hands, and ears, says Joanne Pransky, an expert on robot psychiatry. The first medical robots are already being used in hospitals now. The Da Vinci surgical system was approved for use by the U.S. government in 2000, and more will follow. These robots work on the master-slave concept, with the surgeon as the master, says Dr. Ara Darzi. The Da Vinci system has three arms, and you can add a fourth with 3D stereo imagery available during surgery. It also has a motion scaling concept, which can be scaled down to 5:1, so you can be much more precise than a human hand could. The surgeon feels very similar sensations if he or she was working with their hands. The robots act as an extension of a practitioner's skills, which allows them to perform better by helping improve control and precision. Already, robots are being used to position endoscopes and even perform gallbladder surgery. The hope is that soon they will be able to perform major operations such as heart surgery and perhaps using nanotech tools, microscopic robots that would make the need to crack open a patient's chest a thing of the past. Robots will also help surgeons cope with the exhaustion of long procedures, and the Da Vinci system's mechanics have been programmed to compensate for the hand tremors tired surgeons sometimes suffer from.